7. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. NBA Finals to talk about, Stanley Cup Finals as well to talk about. So much for home ice. You know, when you think about it, two game sevens, both road teams win. Unbelievable when you really think about NHL hockey playoffs. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I know I got my buddy Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, with me as well. And Jeff, I mean, bottom line is, home ice advantage in the hockey playoffs means absolutely nothing, my man. Two game sevens, both road teams win. What are your thoughts?
Well, scoring first is also a big advantage there. So, once you get on the ice, I think that when the games are in Chicago, it's a little bit different. Chicago truly has that advantage. But once the puck drops, it's just 60 minutes, fight it out, put the puck in the back of the net, stop the other team from scoring, and maybe you'll get to hoist that cup in a couple weeks.
Yeah, pretty impressive, though. Both road teams getting it done. And the difference was, when you really think about it, at least for me, The Tampa Rangers series, game 7, 0-0, going into the third period, there was some drama. Hawks jump on top of them in that first period, 2-0. They never really looked back. To be honest with you, a little bit more disappointing, if you will, because when you're thinking about game sevens, you're thinking about drama, you're thinking about close, you're thinking about maybe a last second buzzer beater, something along those lines. So really kind of disappointed, to be honest with you, Jeff. I was hoping for a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason that you had to watch that game all the way through, and I think we can get into that on the other side.
Absolutely. A lot to talk about. We'll have John Poulter, our professor of sports, to break down the NHL playoffs and the Stanley Cup in about 15 minutes or so, 25 after the hour. But again, so much to talk about. We got NBA playoffs, LeBron James, Steph Curry, the MVP against the best player in the NBA. I love it, man. You can't get anything more. It is Dorf on Sports. So much to talk about right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Jeff Rich along with me, as always. You can too, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Jeff, am I correct? I see your Twitter is back and running. It is by Jeff Rich, and it is at Dorf on Sports. Am I correct, my man? You're back on Twitter.
Yeah, I had to get back on Twitter. I tried to get an email address, but sportsfred4612@AOL.com.
That's pretty funny. No, but the truth of the matter is we do want thoughts. We do want opinions. We want to know what's on your mind about the world of sports or, to be honest with you, anything for that matter. We're all about it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. And again, on Twitter at Dorf on Sports by Jeff Rich. And then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. You know, Jeff, we just kind of scratched the surface a little bit with kind of what's going on in the sports world. You know, we've got the NHL Stanley Cup Finals here now. We've got the NBA playoffs here now with the finals there with Steph Curry playing LeBron James. Probably the two. As far as I'm concerned, you've got the best player in the game in LeBron James, and then you have maybe the most exciting, or if not one of the most exciting guys to watch in the NBA. I think this is a dream matchup. I really do. I think about it day in and day out. This is going to be a great series, no matter what. I think the NBA needs a 6 or 7 game series. I think the public, I think we need a 6 or 7 game series. I think this is going to be an unbelievable NBA playoff series between two pretty fantastic teams, to be honest with you. After everything's said and done, LeBron James has whipped those guys into shape. And you know what? Mark Jackson not getting a lot of credit for the job that he started there in Golden State. You know what? Steve Kerr has come and done a great job. No complaints, nothing about it. Great, great team. This is a dream matchup, would you say? Yes or no?
Oh, this is definitely a dream matchup. I think it's the best of both worlds. You got guys that can get to the rim. You got guys that play defense, more so on the Golden State side. And you got a bunch of jump shooters. I think that the quantity is there for the Cavaliers, whereas the quality is more the question with the starting five for the Golden State Warriors. And to add on your point about Mark Jackson, I think he did a great job. Him being dismissed from that team wasn't a basketball-related issue. I mean, it was a personality-related issue. And they were I think that you know, the Golden State ownership was lucky to find a guy like Steve Kerr that could carry the torch and get this team at least near the finish line, if not across it. And we'll find out what happens in the next few weeks.
You know, it's interesting when guys like Steve Kerr, you know, do a good job as a head basketball coach. Do you relate any of that to his success as a player and how he was able to win championships, have that championship pedigree? Does that help him in any way, shape, or form, do you think, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. When you're talking about learning from the likes of Phil Jackson in Chicago, and then again with Pop in San Antonio, he's got championship pedigree. I think he learned a lot being in the Suns front office, too, about personnel and how to manage minutes and whatnot. And when he went back into the studio, I think that you know, Steve Kerr had to do some reflective thinking, maybe I don't belong off the bench. Maybe maybe my spot is on the bench, but definitely not in the front office. And I think that everybody's learned from along the way, including a guy that was with the Phoenix Suns organization for many years in David Griffin. You got two GMs with Phoenix Suns, or you got two people in this series with Phoenix Suns ties, and you and I are local to Phoenix here, so we're familiar with that situation. But yeah, I think Golden State going forward, there's some aspects of their play that they have to adjust in order to match up properly with the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers have to do the same because they haven't seen a team like Golden State in these playoffs.
You know, it was interesting how you mentioned Steve Kerr, and I was thinking a lot about what he did here in Phoenix, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of feel like he failed in Phoenix, and it just goes to show you that you have to fail to have success, and I think you hit it right on the nail right on the head when you said he kind of had to sit there and reflect and say, where do I really belong in this game? I belong on the bench. I don't belong, making executive decisions necessarily. His talents are best suited there on the bench. And you know what? I think Mark Jackson did a great job. I really do. And I think you're right on that too. It wasn't about the job he did on the floor, the job he did as being a coach. There was other things going on there behind the scenes between him and the ownership, and it just didn't work out. And, that's too bad. But at the same time, they still got to continue to play. They still got to continue to go out there and try to win basketball games. And Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors did a fantastic job of that, 67 wins, and they've just continued to play their brand of basketball for the most part here in the playoffs. And when they do, they're almost unbeatable. I mean, they can beat a Rocket team by 35 points when they're really on. So I don't know, man. I think it's just a very, very good matchup between two teams that are really well coached. At the end of the day, I think Dave Blatt has done a good job too. It's pretty hard to go in there and coach a guy named LeBron James. He's got everybody saying how great he is, and he can't do any wrong basically. So when you really think about the job that Dave Blatt has done too, I'm relatively impressed. He's a first year coach in the NBA, and he's got those guys in the NBA finals. And yeah, I know he's got LeBron James, but at the end of the day, man, you're managing all kinds of different egos, and it's hard to mix all those things and put it all together, especially in one season. Got to give a lot of credit to Dave Blatt and the job he's done. Yes or no?
Yo, yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you something. I wanted to get into this last week. We ran out of time. LeBron James comes back from injury the day after the college football national championship, where he attends the game in Arlington and then comes back to Phoenix and plays his first game. The team is 19-19 at that point. They lose to the Phoenix Suns in LeBron James' first game back on a tough West Coast road trip, where they did place the Golden State Warriors tough in Oakland without LeBron James. And everybody's talking about Fire Blatt. Everybody wants to put Mark Jackson in that seat on the bench. And David Blatt, does he panic? No, he says, screw it, let's go bowling. And he takes the team bowling, and they go on a 34-9 run to end the season. And they're something like 12, they're 12-2 in the playoffs at this point. And I just think that David Blatt's got a relaxed attitude. He knows that he's got the front, he's got the front office's confidence, and that he was gonna be there. And he lets the thing work itself out. And I think the front office needs to fix the team. It's been documented. Mozgov, Shumpert, Smith. Subtraction of Deion Waiters, and it was almost instant success with that group. They gelled well. They gelled a lot better than some of the teams we saw in LeBron's first run with the Cavaliers. So I like David Blatt. I think that he's only going to get better with time as he gets more and more familiar with the association.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I've said it before. Most times when you make the moves that they made mid-season, during the season, they don't always work out. However, in this case, J.R. Smith has found a spot where he's comfortable. Shump, he's hitting shots out of the building too. Those guys, when they get hot, they're very dangerous. Obviously it's going to be really important to see how Kyrie Irving comes back. Is he pretty close to being 100%? I think that's an unbelievable matchup when you watch Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving going at it, man. I don't know. I think that two of the better ball handling guys in the NBA. This is going to be, do you think it's going to be up and down? I do. I think it's going to be up and down. I think there's going to be a lot of points. I think it's going to be fun basketball.
I think it's going to be a series of runs. You know, they always say there's about three big runs in every game, and you want to be, you know, if you find yourself on the offensive end of two of those, you're probably going to win a lot more basketball games. I think that with Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry, what we need to consider is that they play on very good basketball teams. If they didn't play on good basketball teams and they were one-man shows where they were at, number one, you could lock them. You could take them out of the game and lock down their team. But number two, I think that these two could exchange 50-point nights on a regular basis if they weren't on such good basketball teams.
Yeah, I'm just really excited for what we've got to come here with the NBA Finals, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Steve Kerr in his first year with them, Dave Blatt in his first year with them. I mean, there's so many storylines. You know, LeBron James, the king, the best in the game. But Steph Curry, he's the MVP. Something's got to give. It really does, man. I mean, what's it going to be? That's the real question. Is it going to be the Cavs? If the Cavs win, I got an idea for you. When we come back, we're going to have John Poulter, a professor of sports. But before, I'm going to tell you what I think. I've got two scenarios for if Cleveland wins and if Golden State wins. So we'll see how it shakes out, but I'll bring that to you on the other side. Keep it close. A ton of things to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Let's show them what we got, guys.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Get out there in the ice and let them know you're there. Get that f***ing stick in his side. Let them know you're there.
Yeah.
Get that lumber in his teeth. Now let them know you're there.
Bleed all over them. Let them know you're there.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A little bit of, well, obviously, you know the theme. Obviously, we've got some hockey songs there, some hockey music. But Jerry has a little bit of information on what this is all about. Jerry, share it with these guys.
You know, I'm going to sound really intelligent for this hour of the morning. Did you know Slapshot, which was written by Nancy Dowd, her brother was Ned Dowd, who was a minor league hockey player from Telling Her Stories. He played Ogie Oglethorpe. Eh? Do you know that Slapshot was initially intended to be a documentary?
Did you know that, John?
John, did you know, John Paul, did you know that Slapshot was supposed to be a documentary?
I did. I had forgotten that, to be very honest.
Yeah, it was George Roy Hitler.
I do remember that now from when the movie came out. It was pretty controversial at the time it came out, but I knew a few guys that did play in the minor leagues in that kind of environment, and some of them told me that it was very true to what went on.
I've had Goldie Goldthorpe on my show on Sports Overnight America, who Ogie Oglethorpe was based on, and evidently Ogie and Nancy Dowd actually tamed down some of the things Goldthorpe told me about. But in any event, I'm stealing your radio time. That George Roy Hill convinced Nancy Dowd this should be a comedy. And thanks to the people of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and Syracuse, New York, for playing settings for that show. Thank you very much.
See, we don't always get Jerry here, and when Jerry's here, he's definitely a wealth of knowledge. He brings a little something different to the table, but as you know, this is time we talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports. We break down what's going on in the NHL, and then if we don't have time, we usually keep him around to talk some Major League Baseball. But first and foremost, John, good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Good morning. Very nice to join you, as always. Something I look forward to every week.
You know what? We've had a lot of conversation here and there via Twitter or whatever this past week. You and I, we've talked about Game Sevens, how special they are. How special is it when you don't win and you have home ice, and the two road teams come in there and they both win on the road? Is that good for hockey? Is that bad? I mean, I thought that the two home ice advantages meant nothing in the first place. We've talked about that too, but the crowds were not as excited as they probably would have been if their home teams win. But ultimately, two game sevens, two road winners, I'm somewhat shocked, to be honest with you, John.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm shocked, and I guess I'll get into that as we move along in the conversation. Game sevens are something that's very special. Clearly, there's a tremendous amount of stress, an equal amount of stress on both teams, because it's win or go home.
Yep.
The advantage to playing at home is that you're basically living in your hometown. You've got your home fans. You should know the dimensions and the idiosyncrasies of your home rink better than the road team does. But I think that's a little bit offset by the fact that the road team has none of those distractions. So that's a little bit of an offset. I think the key in any Game 7 is the first goal, because the crowd is a big factor in Game 7. The home team gets the first goal, the crowd is right into the game. It can be very intimidating. If the road team gets the first goal, it takes the crowd right out of the game, and all of a sudden we have a hockey game again. So I think that's what we saw in both of the games this weekend, both East and West.
I think that's a good point. Jeff Rich is with us as well. Jeff, we'll get you in here in the mix in just a second. I got one more thing I want to throw out there to John, and then, Jeff, you pop in there. You know, the Tampa Bay Rangers series, at least going that game seven, there was drama. Okay, I mean, they're through two periods, there's no score, we got a third period, you're thinking maybe, you know, this is another one of those crazy overtime games, and then obviously Tampa comes out and they rattle them there early, and then they throw on another one, and obviously the Rangers didn't have anything in the tank. The other series with the Hawks and the Ducks, you know, you have a team jump out early in the first period, setting that tone that you're talking about, getting that early advantage. I just felt like the crowd was on their hands the whole time after that, and I think it had a huge impact. Like you said, that first goal is pretty darn important. It either has you on your hands and kind of sitting on your hands and worried, or you're popping on that glass, you're banging on the glass, and you're really into the game. And they never really could get emotionally into that game, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's very true, and you know it happens in every rink. I mean, even in a raucous place like the United Center in Chicago, whole different game if the Hawks score the first goal versus if the road team scores the first goal. And you know, it's interesting if you look at those 2 7-game series. The home teams were 6-8, so we had 8 of those 14 games were decided by with the road team winning. And when you get to that point in the season and that level of hockey, that kind of negates the home ice advantage. I mean, as you've said before, these teams play all season to have home ice in that extra game, and it really didn't help anybody here. But what it came down to last night was that Chicago's best players were their best players. I mean, Jonathan Toews, to me, and you know, I got to be honest, he's my favorite hockey player, so I always speak very highly of him. But the display that he put on in the last two games and the last period of Game 5, to me, put him right in the upper echelon in terms of leaders in hockey, because he took that team on his shoulders. He scored 2 goals to tie Game 5 and send it to overtime when it looked like the Ducks were home free. And he just took over the game in the first period last night and set the tone for the whole game. And like to me, that was basically when the game was over. And every time Chicago kept scoring, by the time it got to 4-0, you could almost hear a pin drop in that arena in Anaheim.
Hey, John, would you say, given that Anaheim did score the 3 goals, and I know it's a bit of an anomaly, that they did score 3 goals in 37 seconds, at the end of the game, when it's 5-2, precious seconds winding down for the Ducks in the third period there, do you think that there was a reason to watch, or you know, it was that basically forgotten by the time we got to Game 7 that the Ducks were able to score quickly, even though they didn't outscore their opponents by a lot of points this season? In fact, no other playoff team had a smaller goal differential throughout.
Well, I think you always have to, the way Anaheim has played this year and the number of times they've come back in the third period, both regular season and playoffs, I don't think you'd ever want to turn the TV off, and Chicago has had a bit of a habit of giving up a couple of bad goals and 2 or 3 goals in a very short period of time through the whole playoffs. So I didn't want to turn it off. Frankly, I thought the game was over when it was 4-0. Then it became 4-1, and then it became 4-2, and all of a sudden it looked like it might get fairly close, and then Seabrook scored the power play goal, which kind of salted it away. I really didn't think Anaheim was in the game really until about the last 12 or 13 minutes of the third period. It was very much a one-sided game. And, you know, again, it comes back to this best players being best players. Anaheim's best players, for the most part, Curtis Perry and Getzlaff and Kessler, those guys were all missing in action until very late in the game. And, you know, Getzlaff, to me, is what a guy that's supposed to be their top player, didn't come through in Game 6 or 7, and he admitted as much in the interviews after the games.
You know, John, thinking about what we have to come here with the Stanley Cup Finals, would you have been disappointed if it would have been Tampa playing Anaheim? Are you happy with the result that we have with Tampa playing the Blackhawks?
Well, I guess I look at it from the standpoint that we had 4 good hockey teams in the semifinals. The fact that we went to Game 7 in both series would confirm that. I guess I have a little bit of a prejudice, because when we first talked about the playoffs 7 or 8 weeks ago, you asked me who I thought would be in the final, and I said the Rangers and Chicago. Chicago are there. The Rangers lost in Game 7. But I sit and look at Tampa Bay, and quite frankly, they're the one team that has kind of messed me up in terms of my predictions. Out of the first 14 series, I was fortunate enough to predict 11 of them accurately. I was wrong on 3 of them, on all 3 of them were the Tampa Bay series. So what does that tell us about the way Tampa Bay has been playing? Or maybe it just says I don't really know anything about hockey at all.
No, I mean, I think at a certain point, you know, if a team gets hot, a team gets hot, you know, and if a goaltender gets hot, you know, it's pretty tough to beat a team. And you know what? Tampa Bay just seemed to be ready for the task at hand. They went out there and you didn't see any fear in them. And I think that's something that's huge in sports. If you have fear, you're not going to have success. And they had no fear going in there. Look. We got 2 road teams that went in Game 7s, and now they're in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're going to be duking it out to see who's going to be the Stanley Cup champion. I mean, sports are crazy because when you think you know what's going to happen, you better guess again. Because most times when we – I wonder, what, do you have any idea what the percentage is with game sevens and teams winning on the road, John?
Not offhand. I would say it's pretty close to 50-50. I'd have to do some digging, but my guess would be probably the home team wins probably somewhere between 55 and 60% of the time, Andy.
Sounds good. Hey, John, do you have a few more moments to share with us on the other side? Because we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I'll be happy to join you.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking NHL hockey playoffs, breaking it down. We'll do that a little bit more, and then we're going to get into some Major League Baseball with John. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
A popular nursery rhyme talks about an old woman who lived in a shoe, but I've seen people who look like they live in a baked potato. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. When we come back, how to save money, stay comfortable, and enjoy the view right after this.
There are several reasons why professional contractors prefer Titebond Weathermaster Sealant. It provides the best possible performance on siding, windows, and doors. It's waterproof, works well in extreme weather conditions, and is UV resistant, making it the ideal choice for exterior applications. Plus, Weathermaster Sealant is available in nearly 200 colors. Trust what the professionals choose. Trust Titebond Weathermaster Sealant. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
How many times have you seen a house that has aluminum foil in all the windows? It's an old trick used to reflect the sun's heat and keep the house cooler, but be honest, it looks terrible. It also keeps your house dark and gloomy inside. Instead of aluminum foil, take a look at the new types of window film. This is a very do-it-yourself friendly project, and almost all brands of window film today will block 99% of the sun's UV rays, which will mean you don't have to worry about fading of furniture or flooring. Plus, you can reflect the solar heat and still enjoy the view. And by reducing the heat gain, your air conditioning system will work less to keep your home comfortable, which also means you're saving energy dollars every month. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Sure, old-time hockey. All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by SoftHits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, and Fleetwood Mac, then you'll love SoftHits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, it's SoftHits.net. That's softhits.net. John, let's get right back into this real quickly. A couple of predictions from you, and then we'll shift gears and talk some baseball. At the end of the day, when everything's said and done, who will be lifting up the Stanley Cup Is it going to be Tampa Bay or is it going to be Chicago? And we haven't even talked about how impressive the run has been from the Blackhawks over the past few seasons. First and foremost, that's unbelievable. You can speak on that if you'd like, John, about the run that they've had. And then I'd like to hear a prediction from you.
Well, let's talk about the run over the last five or six seasons for the Hawks quickly. Five conference finals in 7 years in a salary cap era where every year they end up having to get rid of two or three players simply because their payroll is pushing the cap. To me, that tells me a lot about the way that team is managed and is coached. Certainly, and in terms of experience, the Blackhawks have got a heck of a lot more. I was looking at a stat last night where when you compared the Anaheim playoff history of that roster and the Chicago roster, the difference was over 1,000 playoff games. Anaheim had 800 and something in total playoff games on their roster, and Chicago had 1,800. So Tampa Bay is a very young team, so obviously they don't have anything close to that. So I think that's going to be a factor. I think Chicago's experience overall and behind the bench, I think Quenneville is a much better coach, a much more experienced coach than Cooper is, although I do love John Cooper's press conferences. He avoids nothing. He's comical. He's straightforward. He's almost relaxed when he talks there. If you haven't seen those press conferences after the game, you'll get to see those and you'll learn to enjoy them. But I think the key for Chicago is going to be that they've been relying on their top four defensemen for the last little while because of a lack of depth and the injury to Michael Roosevelt. There's an extra day's rest between games two and three in this series and an extra day's rest between games four and five because they're going on a Wednesday, Saturday, Monday schedule right throughout the final. That's got to help Chicago. I just think they can win it in six games.
So you like Chicago to win the Stanley Cup in six games? Jeff, I want your prediction, too. Who do you like, Blackhawks or Tampa Bay?
I think I'm right there with John. I think Tampa Bay is going to play relaxed. I think it's if only because they don't know any better. The Blackhawks have been there, you know, a couple times already in the last 5 years, and a lot of players from that 2010 team, you know, still remain. I think they have seven players still on the roster. So I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to come down to goaltending, and I expect Chicago just to simply outlast the Lightning.
Yeah, I mean, look, with the pedigree that they have, it's pretty hard to bet against the Blackhawks when you really think about it. And I'm just going to take this to another thing. It's the same for me when I think about the NBA Finals. It's pretty hard to bet against the King in LeBron James. So if Golden State gets it done, great. But it's tough to bet against, you know, people that are excellent, people that have shown us greatness. And you know what? The Blackhawks have been pretty much the model for how you want to do it the past 5 or 6 years. And it's pretty tough to bet against that. I'd have to say I agree, but I would not mind seeing Tampa shock the world at all, John.
Well, there's a lot of great young hockey players there. There's one guy, rookie by the name of Jonathan Drouin, who is 19 or 20 years old, a tremendous talent. He can't even get into that team because it's playing so well. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be two fast-skating teams. One of the nice things about this is we might see some 2-hour and 15-minute hockey games, the way those two guys go up and down the ice. I don't know the exact number, but the major core of the Tampa team is 25 years or younger. So that tells me that they're heading in the right direction. And if this isn't their year, certainly in the next couple of years, they're going to be there.
I was going to say, I mean, one of my final questions for you on this, and then we'll move on to some baseball. Does the future look bright for Tampa, you know, for them to continue this type of an appearance, you know, into the playoffs and then obviously making a deep push?
Yeah, I think it does because the teams in the last few years that have sort of been recognized as the powers in the East, which is Boston and Pittsburgh and latterly Montreal and the Rangers, they're all getting a little long in the tooth and or hitting the salary cap. So Tampa Bay has got a lot of young players. A lot of them are under control, and they've all played for Cooper at some point in time in the minor leagues, and there's a good bond there. And quite frankly, they've signed the odd veteran here and there that's kind of filled in those last couple of holes. And Ben Bishop has sort of come out of nowhere in terms of a goaltender to to sort of reach that upper echelon. And in the last two rounds, he's beaten Carey Price in Montreal and Henrik Lundqvist in New York, 1-1. So from that standpoint, that you got to say this kid is ready.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, breaking down the NHL hockey playoffs. We're into the Stanley Cup Finals now, and it should be an interesting matchup. You got a Chicago Blackhawk team that's there year in and year out. You've got a Tampa Bay Lightning team with a lot of youth and inexperience. It should be quite a series, to be honest with you. Hey, John, let's switch gears. Let's move on to some baseball, and because we've only got about 8-10 minutes left in the segment. The American League East is obviously near and dear to you, with the Toronto Blue Jays being in that division. And with that being said, they're 500, but they're only 3.5 games back. This is going to be a tussle. We've talked about it, and I've said week in and week out, I feel like this may be the most competitive division in baseball. Not meaning the best, but the most competitive.
Yeah, it might be the most competitive, and it might be the tightest race, and maybe it should be called the American League Least as opposed to the American League East.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees have been on this bad run. I think they've lost 10 out of 16. They're 4-6 in their last 10, and here they are sitting at the top with a one-game lead over a surprising Tampa Bay team. And there's Boston down in last place, 6 games below 500 at 22-28, and there's a lot of talent on that team, too. They've had their troubles lately, but when you look at 4 games separating teams 1 through 5, that's a tighter race than some of the other divisions where there's a couple of teams with 5 and 6 game leads. So, you know, here we have all 5 teams within that 5 or 6 game bracket. So I think it's going to come down to the wire. I think 2 things are going to play a key here. 1 is injuries, and 2 is the head-to-head competition within the division. Given that you play 19 games or 18 games, depending on the division that you're in, you play a lot of games against the division teams that are in your own division. How each team plays in those games is going to be a key factor. Looking forward to a last 4 months. We're sort of 2 months into the season now, and I think everything is sort of starting to straighten out, not necessarily the way that we thought it would, but I think it's now a big enough sample size that we can say that the teams are playing well or are going to continue to play well.
Jeff, go ahead, fire away.
If only by percentage points, Minnesota in second place in the AL Central on top of Detroit, on top of Cleveland and Chicago, for that matter. I think they were kind of like that other team when you looked at the AL Central race, and they're playing well. I mean, Houston's the big story, but how real is this Minnesota Twins baseball club under Paul Molitor?
It's a lot different than we thought it was going to be. I think when the three of us have talked about this before, we've all sort of agreed that was a four-team race, with perhaps Detroit and Kansas City being a little bit above Chicago and Cleveland in terms of the ability to win the division, but I don't think any of us counted Minnesota in at all. And the 3 or 4 games that I've seen from the Twins, and 2 of those have been the last 2 nights because the Blue Jays are in Minneapolis this weekend. So I haven't seen a lot of Twins baseball, but what I have seen is a team that plays well. It's young. It's aggressive, and I think Paul Molitor is doing a very good job as a first-time Major League manager, and I think that's going to be a really good race. And, you know, if we could ever get Cleveland and Chicago back into that mix, we could have a 5-team race there as we've had in the National League Central the last couple of years.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And, you know, the last time, well, I mean, there may have been some other times, but back in the day when I was at the University of Minnesota, in the early 90s, you know, that's when the Minnesota Twins were pretty darn good. 87, they win the World Series. 91, they win the World Series. Haven't been good since the days of, like, Kirby Puckett, to be honest with you. And it's kind of refreshing. You know, these small market teams, every now and then they surprise us. And, you know, you've talked about, let's move on to the West. And we've talked, you know, Jeff mentioned a little bit about Houston. At what point do we become believers, John?
I think we're awfully close to being there. The lead is down to 5, which I think is the smallest it's been in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't think it's anything to panic about. 5-5 in their last 10. The Angels have been playing well lately, and surprisingly, Texas has been playing well lately. They've won 8 of their last 10, and they're now at 500 as well. So Oakland really is the only team in my mind that's out of that race. I still think Seattle has a good run in them. They're within a game of 500 now. It never surprised me by the end of June if Seattle was right back in that race. I think the thing that's going to get to Houston, if anything does, is perhaps a little bit of pressure of the pennant race. None of them have been there before. It's something new, but it's exciting. And I've seen a few Astro games, and they're fun to watch. I've noticed that they like to score runs. And I think the last stat that I read was that they were something like 23-1 when they'd scored four runs or more. And Keuchel is pitching really, really well. He might be the best pitcher in the American League right now. So I think there's a lot of good baseball to be played in that division as well.
Hey, John, you mentioned good baseball. Let me ask you about some bad baseball. The Oakland Athletics are, you know, I know that they got rid of a lot of talent and, you know, a lot of salary, but for them to be this buried this early in the season with the expectations they may have had coming in, maybe not from you, but is Bob Melvin's job in jeopardy up there in the Bay Area?
Well, it might be. I was looking at some stats this morning, and the thing that grabbed me right out of the top was that the A's gave up an unearned run last night to the Yankees, and it was their 31st unearned run of the season. And, you know, we all know that you can't continue to play that bad a defense, and if it's 31 unearned runs, you have to wonder how many more errors there have been that could have contributed to unearned runs if it hadn't been for the fact that there was a good defensive play followed it. So I would have to say that there's a real problem there. I don't know what the expectations were in Oakland, given that they had gotten rid of all these players. Melvin's a good, solid baseball man. I just don't think that team has the talent. So I would be surprised if they let him go from that standpoint. But in this game, which is a results game, you never know how Billy Beane feels. He may feel that he's put a team on the field that should be five games above 500 and have a three-game lead. I'd be disappointed if they let him go, because I really don't think they've given him an awful lot to work with on the field.
Hey, real quickly, just a quick one on this. Have you heard anything about Ron Washington maybe rumored to go manage the A's?
I haven't heard that for sure, but it has crossed my mind because, of course, he was a player there for a while. He worked in the system for a while, was the third base coach before he went to Texas. I know that he left the Rangers for personal reasons. He had some family issues that he wanted to get straightened around, and I suspect that once Washington lets everyone know that whatever those family issues were are resolved and he's ready to get back, my guess would be that he'd be one of the first guys that somebody called if they were looking for a new manager. And the fact that he has ties to the A's and therefore would know Billy Beane quite well, he's a known commodity, so it would make sense, that's for sure.
Cool. Hey, John, we're really up against it. Appreciate you taking time out. Didn't even get a chance to really talk about what's going on in the National League West, but we'll do it next week, as we'll make time for sure. Appreciate you taking time out with us.
My pleasure as always. Thank you for having me on the show, and look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, man. He's fantastic, to be honest with you. Keep it close. We're going to wrap this thing up, and then on the horizon, Fred Wallins will be joining us pretty soon. So it's always interesting what he has to say. Keep it close, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Jeff, only a couple more minutes here in this hour. We didn't really get into the National League West, but that happens to be a pretty good race too. And I'm somewhat surprised that the D-backs are sticking around, only six games back. They've won a couple games in a row. And you know what the real truth is, hey, just go play the Milwaukee Brewers and you're probably going to win some games. But that's a whole nother side note, because obviously we know I'm from the great state of Wisconsin and it pains me to see how bad the Milwaukee Brewers are. But the National League West is a pretty decent race with the Dodgers and San Francisco right now.
I think so, too. I think that's the race we've been waiting for about 3 years to really kick in. You want this one to go down to August, September. You know, I love the Diamondbacks as a local here in Phoenix, but, you know, this is a two-team race out there for sure. You know, all these races are really exciting. Baseball's, there's a lot of parity in Major League Baseball in 2015.
You know what? Maybe the least exciting is the Central, where you have St. Louis, who's got a six-game lead on both the Cubs and the Pirates. And you know what? The Cubs are somewhat of a story there, too, as they're kind of playing better baseball finally. And you know what? They're in the mix. So that in itself is pretty intriguing. But I'm really starting to jump on the Houston Astros bandwagon. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm excited to see what they can do, and hopefully they continue to have a successful season and shock the world, to be honest with you. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then on the other side, we're going to join in with Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California. We'll get his take on what's going on there in Dodger land, as we always know. Very creative on what he thinks about the Dodger organization. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Yeah. This is USA Headline News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The Senate reconvened early today to deal with the Patriot Act that is set to expire at midnight. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Surveillance laws that were created in the wake of 9/11 expire at the end of the day. The Senate holds a rare Sunday session, and the only way to keep a trio of those surveillance powers from expiring for even a short amount of time is for the Senate to approve the bill passed by the House. The Senate's already tried once to advance that bill and failed.
Kentucky Senator and GOP presidential candidate Rand Paul says he intends to block last-ditch efforts to renew National Security Agency and other anti-terrorist and surveillance programs. Vice President Joe Biden and his family were at the bedside of Biden's son, Beau, who died of brain cancer yesterday after being diagnosed with the illness 2 years ago. Beau Biden was a former Delaware attorney general and had planned to run for governor. He was 46. You're listening to USA Headline News.
If you get up to use the bathroom multiple times a night, if you've ever had to rush to get to a bathroom or worried that a hard laugh or cough could cause an embarrassing accident, if bladder control issues are a real concern for you or your aging parents, please listen to this important message. Healthy Control is an all-natural bladder control formula with ingredients proven to relieve urgency, reduce frequency of urination, reduce embarrassing bladder leakage, and the number of nighttime trips to the bathroom. Now we're giving away a free 30-day supply to callers from this area. Call 800-918-4177 now for details. With Healthy Control, you'll feel more confident and comfortable, and finally get a full night's sleep again. Take charge of when and how often you go to the bathroom. Call now for details on how to receive your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control at 800-918-4177. Hurry, this free offer will not last long. Call 800-918-4177 to find out how to get your free 30-day supply of Healthy Control. That's 800-918-4177. Again, 800-918-4177.
A powerful but extremely deep earthquake has struck south of Japan among islands a little more than 600 miles south of Tokyo. But officials say there is no danger of a tsunami. AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports people throughout Japan felt the quake.
It was quite a strong quake, and it affected all of Japan from Hokkaido in the very north to Okinawa in the south. We felt it here in Tokyo quite strongly, stronger than most earthquakes here in Tokyo. Within my apartment, paintings were swinging on the walls, and so it was a bit worrisome.
The Pentagon's second-in-command, Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work, has ordered an investigation into the mishandling of the live anthrax samples sent to facilities in the U.S. and abroad, a senior U.S. defense official told Fox News Friday. The department said 24 laboratories in 11 states and two foreign countries, South Korea and Australia, are believed to have received the samples. There is no known risk to the general public. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
There are new details about allegations of sexual misconduct involving former House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who has been indicted on banking-related charges. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A person familiar with the case tells the Associated Press payments from the prominent Illinois Republican were an apparent effort to conceal decades-old allegations involving sexual misconduct. The indictment against Dennis Hastert said he agreed to pay $3.5 million to keep someone quiet in Yorkville, Illinois, where Hastert had been a longtime school teacher and athletic coach. School officials in Yorkville say they haven't been contacted about any type of misconduct involving Hastert, who worked for the district between 1965 to 1981. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hundreds of people attended the funeral services for B.B. King at the Belgrove Missionary Baptist Church in Mississippi yesterday. King was 89 when he died May 14th in Las Vegas. The Reverend Heron Wilson, who delivered the eulogy, says the blues legend made the most of life's opportunities.
In many ways, we can look at the life of B.B. King and be inspired and be encouraged. Hands that once picked cotton would someday pick guitar strings on a national and international stage. Amazing.
At King's request, his body was returned to his native Mississippi for a final homecoming. You're listening to USA Headline News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I holding it down in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. In case you missed it, a couple of game sevens in the NHL to see who goes to fight for the Stanley Cup Finals. And yes, it was the Blackhawks. And yes, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning. Both teams winning on the road. We have some NBA Finals to talk about. The King, LeBron James, who I think is the best in the game, going up against none other than the MVP, Steph Curry. Should be pretty awesome. It really should be. A lot of baseball to talk about. We didn't even get into that FIFA thing in the first hour. I guarantee Fred Wallen has some thoughts and opinions on that. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice day here in Southern California. Going to be very warm. And a lot of home runs here in Southern California at Anaheim Stadium, at Dodger Stadium. Climate change is for real, folks. If it happens in baseball, it's for real.
I don't know about that, if it's for real or not, if it happens in baseball, because we've seen a lot of nonsense in baseball and a lot of things that you can't believe, but it is what it is, man. Sports are great because you never know what's going to happen. Fred, I don't know if you're a huge hockey guy, but what'd you think about the Game 7s, both teams winning on the road? Pretty impressive, if you ask me.
I don't think the NHL wanted Tampa Bay in there. They wanted Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles, or Anaheim involved as far as ratings are concerned. But you got to give the Lightning a lot of all you can say is appreciation, because they outplayed the Rangers and outplayed the best goaltender in the game. And as far as last night is concerned, the Ducks were down 4-0. They had no shot whatsoever.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I want to throw it out there, in the open here. Condolences out to as our nation mourns over the death of Beau Biden, our vice president's son. Politics aside, it's a very sad time when anybody has to bury a child. So, looks like I'm flying solo here. This is Jeff Rich for the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Plenty of NBA Finals talk, NHL playoffs. Fred Wallen's opinions. You got the Dorf Man. You got me, Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everyone. We'll be right back. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
If the winter wasn't kind to your deck, you may be nervous about all the traffic on it during the upcoming summer months. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll get your deck ready for those guests right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
Changing weather conditions can punish a wood deck. All that transition from cold to hot and wet to dry makes the wood expand and contract. The result is splintered and cracked wood and fasteners that work loose from all of that movement. Since you don't want your guests getting splinters in their hands or tripping over loose nails, now is the time to correct these problems. The first step is sanding any rough edges to remove the splinters and burrs. The loose nails, you can simply drive them back down, but you'll be doing it again soon. Instead, try replacing the nails with long coated deck screws. If you drive them into the old nail hole, they're practically invisible, and they'll ensure that both the wood and the fasteners stay put. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I holding it down here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email. Good old sportsfred at AOL.com. You know, I want to get into just some things going on in the sports world real quickly and try to make some sense of it. Fred, do you have any idea what's going on with this FIFA deal and the corruption? And in general, there's corruption in all sports. I hate to say it, but it's hard to believe any of what we're seeing these days. And now that we hear about what's going on with FIFA, how is that hitting you?
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, you know, certain countries get the award of every 4 years of the soccer championships, and you wonder how one country can get it over another, and you find out perhaps bribery allegedly is involved in those countries getting the chance to have the games in their home country. It's interesting, though. I didn't get SI this week. Haven't gotten it last week. SI is going nuts as far as distributing. But mm-hmm. I did get my ESPN, the sports magazine. On the cover, it's the women's soccer championships, which start this week. And the point I'm trying to make is, so maybe SI is no longer the curse. Maybe it's ESPN, the sports magazine, because on the cover, that's what we got there in this week's edition. And seriously, I mean, do you trust anybody? I mean, I'm a cynic going in. 14 guys allegedly took bribes of some kind to push for certain countries, and that cannot be allowed. I mean, there's no question about it. And a sport like soccer, which is
well, and it, what amazes me though is the amount of money that these guys were getting is pretty ridiculous when you think about it.
For that country, you know, we're talking millions of dollars if they get the award of the championships. What I'm basically saying is that a sport like soccer cannot afford something like this, because no matter what anybody says, and for 50 years people have been saying it would catch on to the average American.
Right.
And I played goaltender in high school, so I mean, I know soccer. I don't watch soccer. I can't sit there through a 0-0 or 1-0 situation. It drives me totally berserk. But there are young kids getting into it, and then they read about this and hear about this. And, you know, for the sport itself, it's a horrendous downfall.
Jeff, go ahead, and then I got a point to make because I just heard something from Fred that I'm not sure I get. So go ahead, Jeff.
You know, I'm a bit of a nationalist, but I don't respect the international competition. The IOC, FIFA seems to have their chips together, but they're not the big organizations that the IOC and FIFA are. And, you know, a sport filled with corruption, it leaves me with no desire to watch it. I think that this just demonstrates how well the American professional sports leagues are run, even though we scrutinize them to, you know, down to the T. I just think, international, when you get multiple countries involved, you're going to open yourself up to this kind of corruption. And it happened. It happened with the Olympics, and it's happening with international soccer.
Well, not only that. I mean, think about it. People like they kill each other when their teams lose. It's absolutely above and beyond. It's way over the top. But Fred, you said something that kind of struck me there, and I'm kind of confused because you said, let me get this straight. You cannot sit through a 1-0 soccer game, right?
Right.
How in the world can you sit through a 1-0 baseball game?
I grew up loving baseball. I mean, so and I like pitching, so I can definitely. I think it's totally different. I think if a pitcher can dominate, to me that's excitement. Last night I'm watching the Cardinals against the Dodgers, and Michael Wacha's got a no-hitter for 5-plus innings. He gives us a hit, and then he blows up, and the Dodgers win 5-1. But I thought he was going to get a no-hitter since the Dodgers had been shut out 4 consecutive road encounters. I thought this was going to be 5 and a no-hitter. So, I mean, to me that was very exciting. But soccer to me, I cannot sit through a 1-0 situation. And again, the teams are taught defense, so defense plays the number one role in soccer. But a 4-3 game, a 3-2 game, but a 1-0 game puts me to sleep.
Well, but think about the concept, okay? Baseball, 1-0. You get a bunch of guys running around bases. You get a bunch of guys hitting balls and being caught all day long. 1-0 in a soccer game. A bunch of guys running back and forth up a field, kicking and missing goals, a goaltender catching a ball here and there, balls going out of bounds, blah, 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 blah. You get my point. I'm basically saying I think they're both boring, okay? That's what you're hearing out of my voice, is that I think they're both boring. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of with Fred on this. You think about it. Every 30 seconds in baseball, there's a pitch. You know, so sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But every 30 seconds, there's a pitch. There's a potential for a home run. There's a potential for a hit. There's a potential for a swinging strike. I mean, there's a lot of potential for nothing to happen. But when the soccer game gets played around midfield, it seems like you wait 30 minutes for anything to happen versus, you know, 30 seconds to have the potential for something to happen in baseball. So I don't subscribe to the theory that baseball and soccer are both boring because not enough happens. I think soccer, not enough happens. But the baseball, there's the potential for something to happen every time the ball is put into play or pitched.
So is it fair to say then that every time a soccer ball is kicked at a net, there's a potential for that ball to be kicked in the net?
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. But how many shots on goal do you see in a soccer game versus, you know, 400, 500, 600 pitches in a baseball game?
I get it. I hear what you're saying. I'm just my point is look, there's a lot of running back and forth. You're doing and maybe no scoring, but it's pretty similar when you really think about how baseball works too. I mean, look, at least in basketball, you're running up and down the court and you're thinking that you're going to make a 2 or 3 point basket or you get a foul, you have a chance to score. I mean, obviously we're comparing apples to oranges. There's going to be more scoring in basketball. There's going to be more scoring in football than these other sports. But I just don't, my point is this, what makes one person excited about something doesn't necessarily do it for somebody else. And what you find so attractive about baseball, well, maybe that's exactly what somebody finds so attractive about soccer. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Well,
I can recall one play that I really loved in soccer, and it was when the United States played Ghana in the World Cup in, I believe it was back in 2010.
Yeah.
And, you know, the U.S. scores a much-needed goal to break the tie and win the game and advance out of their opening round series. And that's the one play in 37 years of watching sports where soccer really moved the needle for me. So, that's got to tell you something.
Yeah, it doesn't move the needle all that much. But let's relate this to hockey then. A 1-0 hockey game. How you think about it? Do they relate at all or no?
Well, there's more shots in hockey than there are in soccer. And the point is soccer sometimes played midfield. And so you keep saying it's the same thing as a low-scoring baseball game. No, because as Jeff said, there's a new pitch every time. That could be a home run. In soccer, if the game is played basically midfield, it's different. I mean, in an average hockey game, you're going to see 25 or 30 shots from one team and 20 or 25 shots from the other. That's 55 shots. How many shots are you going to see in a soccer game?
Well, you know what's funny, guys, is I came up on indoor soccer. You know, we didn't have Telemundo and all these channels to bring us English Premier League games. So what I watched was the Cleveland Force down at the old Coliseum in Richfield, Ohio, playing indoor soccer. You know, and it makes the game more exciting. Whereas bringing the football game into a shortened field like that and playing in an arena, it makes the game worse. I think that opening up soccer from watching the indoor game where they had a 2-point line for goal, everything was excited about it, and then you go to this 90-minute outdoor, strategical, play the game at midfield, maybe make two or three advances a game to try to win the game 2-1 or 1-0. I absolutely think hockey is a lot more exciting just because it's more condensed. Like the indoor soccer game, it doesn't work for arena football. But, with hockey, it's more condensed. The soccer field's just too big. You watch these guys run around for too long, and there's just not enough excitement in the there's excitement to a 3rd-and-2 play at midfield in football. In soccer, the ball gets kicked around and switches possession a couple times in midfield. It just does not excite me. To each his own. Really? Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and in the countries that aren't the United States, that's great. But we just have too many exciting things going on to waste our time spending 90 minutes or more because the clock's not even finite, which bothers me.
Well,
so the outdoors, the big pitch soccer game just doesn't excite me. It's not the end all and be all of sports. I know there's fans that love it, but it's just not my, it's just not my cup of tea.
Hey, to each their own. It is what it is. But the real question is, and we'll get this from you guys on the other side: who's got the best moms? Hockey moms, soccer moms, baseball moms, and I got that from Jerry, so I can't take all the credit for it. But anyways, it is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network in just a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It is the Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and myself hanging out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, it's only a cool, I don't know, it's going to be like 108 degrees today. It's just something that we're used to here. People complain. People are upset about what they have. Well, we've got extreme heat, and I love it. I'll be honest with you. I absolutely love it. Can't get enough of it. I really can't. Fred, I know you hate the heat, but I absolutely love the heat. I go out there. I sweat. I played 3 or 4 hours of tennis yesterday, and you know what? It's probably 15, 20 degrees hotter on the court. Doesn't affect me at all, Fred. I love it.
Well, it affects me. And by the way, you know, Jeff was talking about indoor soccer. I did indoor soccer as a color commentator 2 years for the L.A. Lasers. I agree with Jeff 100%. The indoor game to me is much more exciting than the outdoor game.
It's more fast-paced. I think that's probably why you like it.
Yeah, I mean.
Were the Lasers, was that MISL or was that NASL?
Oh boy, I think it was it was 20 years ago, so I think what would it be? I think it was MISL. Maybe not.
The only thing I knew about the West Coast, and we got to move on from this, I know, but the only thing I remember from the West Coast was that my Cleveland Force lost to the San Diego Shockers in a best of three series for the championship circa 1988.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Let's talk some NBA hoops, guys. You know, we've got a pretty unbelievable matchup. Golden State Warriors, their 67 victories. They got their first-year coach, Steve Kerr. They got the MVP in Steph Curry. They got the Splash Brothers. We'll see how Klay Thompson's doing. I think he'll be just fine. But ultimately, a very, very good basketball team there in Golden State. And then we have Dave Blatt in his first year with the King, LeBron James, coming back to Cleveland, trying to get them something that they've wanted so bad, and they've been close, but they haven't gotten it. You know, a lot of great storylines, guys. Let's face it. Something's got to give. You got the best player in the world going up against the MVP this year in Steph Curry. Some great matchups. You know, Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry. Is Kyrie Irving going to be 100% or close to 100%? Who gets the better of that matchup? A lot of great storylines, Fred. So let's start out. LeBron James, the best player in the world, Steph Curry, the MVP this year. Something's got to give. What is it?
Well, I don't know who's going to win the series, but the first number I saw last week was Golden State was a six-point favorite in Game 1. I'm taking the 6 points. You go to phoenixsports.com. I'm giving that one away, phoenixsports.com. I think LeBron the King will cover that six-point spread and probably win Game 1.
So you like Cleveland to steal one right away on the road. And you know what? I've got a couple of different scenarios on this. And I know we got a phone call. So let's jump out to the phones real quick. We got Dave in Mesa, Arizona. You got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. You got Jeff Rich and the Dwarf Man right here. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Well, first off, Andy, you've got to be the craziest guy I possibly know. You actually enjoy this heat, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I love it. I'm not even joking. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Interesting fact about this matchup coming up, because what I've noticed watching these two teams play, that would be Golden State and Cleveland, is Cleveland plays a lot above the rim. Golden State obviously relies a lot on their shooting, and we saw that in Game 4. When their shooting doesn't fall, they're in trouble.
Absolutely. You know, I've always been one of those guys that says a 2 to 5 foot shot is a lot easier than a 20 to 25 foot shot. And that's going to be – you bring up a great point. To me, the key in the series is – second and third and fourth chance opportunities for the Golden State Warriors. If Tristan Thompson can continue to control the glass the way he has, I think that eliminating those second and third opportunities for Golden State on offensive rebounds will be really crucial, and it could wind up being what does them in. And so you and I are on the same page. I think personally Golden State has to adjust more so than Cleveland as far as how they go about playing defense and how they play offense too. Because truth of the matter is, Cleveland does a good job of rebounding and they minimize those second and third shot opportunities. So Golden State's going to have to be sharp. And you know what? Fred hit something on the nail too. Usually those game ones, you know, you come out a little bit complacent. Cleveland could jump on them, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. But I think you have a great point, Dave, that outside shooting, if they don't get rebounds and they minimize those second and third chance opportunities for Golden State, well, you know what? They're going to have to shoot a very high percentage on those first shots. And
well,
like
and
you said,
we saw that with Golden State against Houston because Dwight Howard's feet were planted on the ground, and Golden State was getting those second and third opportunities, like you said, and they were able to capitalize on those.
Yeah, I mean, it's critical. Tristan Thompson, I think, is the X factor for Cleveland. Jeff, you've got a better pulse on the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I personally think the way that Tristan Thompson controls the glass, and if they're able to minimize those second and third shot opportunities for Golden State, it's going to bode well for the Cavs.
You know, I'm having flashbacks back to 2009. You know, you mentioned Dwight Howard had his feet planted on the floor for that entire series, and Golden State just took advantage. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Orlando Magic back in 09. Dwight Howard just rebounded everything, and that's what Tristan Thompson's doing. He's extending possessions for the Cavaliers. He's shortening possessions for the opponents. So I think it's going to be really exciting. One thing I do want to mention is some of these injuries have been somewhat of a blessing in disguise for the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving hurting, Kevin Love out. It gives Tristan Thompson more minutes, and it gets a better defender on the floor for the Cavaliers in the backcourt, Matthew Dellavedova. So it's interesting to see the way that the Cavaliers have shifted gears from what they were in the regular season into the playoffs, and a lot of that is getting playoff LeBron versus regular season LeBron.
Yeah. Dave, what do you think? Cleveland wins or Golden State wins? And give me a guess as to how many games you think it takes.
Well, interesting. I've had a few arguments with other people as far as they're saying that the series is going to be very close and it's going to come down to the end and that Golden State's going to win. And I said, absolutely not. If it comes really close and even comes down to a game seven, you're going to see LeBron take that team on his shoulders and he's going to carry them the whole way. I'm going to go seven games and I'm going to go to Cleveland.
See, I think if Cleveland wins, they got to do it in six. I think if Golden State wins, I had two options, but nobody wants to hear two options. So I'm going to say I think they win in seven. And I think, personally, the NBA needs a 6 or 7-game series. The public needs a 6 or 7-game series. We were somewhat disappointed with the conference finals. At least I was. I don't know how you guys felt, but I would have much rather seen the Clippers playing Golden State because I thought that there were better matchups there than Houston. And, you know, as it turns out, you know what? Houston wasn't much of a matchup, and I don't know if the Clippers would have been because they fell flat on their face. And you know, we thought that they turned the corner when they beat San Antonio, and then they lose to Houston. So they're kind of a mess to me, and I don't really get them. But I was disappointed with the conference finals. Fred, I don't know if you were. Jeff, I don't know if you were. Dave, if you were. But I think that we, as a fan, the NBA, they need a 6 or 7-game series, and they need this to be good. They need it to be fun. They need it to be buzzer beaters like we've had in the first couple series with some other teams like Washington and whatnot and the Bulls and the Cavs and those buzzer beater type shots. We need that. Yes or no, Fred?
Well, first of all, I don't think Houston is a very well coached club. I think Kevin McHale was a fine basketball player, but as a coach, I don't think he's up there. And, of course, James Harden had the 13 turnovers in the final game. I agree with you. I think I would rather have watched the Clippers against the Warriors. I think that would have been a more exciting game. And I think the NBA needs a series here. But I do think the King, in the end, probably will win. I also agree with you. I don't know if they're going to win a couple games on the road. So I think if Cleveland wins, it'll probably be in six.
Yeah, I feel like they got to do it in six. Dave, anything else on your mind before we let you run?
Yeah, real quickly, just out of curiosity of getting your guys' opinion, do you think the NHL would have been better off with the Rangers, Blackhawks?
You know, I have mixed emotions on this because Tampa Bay actually does very well with their fans and their fan base. And, you know, they have won a Stanley Cup Finals. So I think personally, me, I don't really care, to be honest with you. I think for TV ratings and whatnot, like Fred talks about, yeah, you want the New York, Chicago, you know, you want those two teams because those are obviously two big cities and a lot of viewers and whatnot. But to me, I want to see the best. I don't care who it was. I would have been fine if it would have been Tampa and the Ducks. If those are the two best teams, that's what I want to see. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, or Anaheim. I would have, from a television point of view, or Anaheim, because that's Los Angeles market. And by the way, ratings were up like 0.75 points for that series against the Blackhawks. So, I mean, people in L.A. were watching it. Of course, people in Chicago would be watching, but people in L.A. were watching that series. Again, I don't think people across America have seen enough of Tampa to get good ratings in this upcoming series. Congratulations to them. But I just think the NHL would have been better off the other way around.
Hey, Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, and thanks for chiming in with us today, brother.
No problem, guys. Getting ready to sit down and watch the little NASCAR race, and hopefully Kevin Harvick can pull another win out.
Have a great day, brother. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue talking about what's going on in the sports world. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information.
You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Fellas, you know, we're talking a lot about what's going to happen here with the NBA Finals and LeBron James, the man, the best guy in the world, the planet, if you will, Steph Curry with an amazing season, a great run for the Golden State Warriors this year. Will it continue? I guess that's the real question. Have you been impressed with Steve Kerr, Fred? Let me ask you first. How impressive of a job has he done? I know that Mark Jackson really laid the pedigree, let's be honest, but Steve Kerr is going to potentially be the guy that walks away with all the praise and everything from everybody else. But ultimately, what do you think about how Mark Jackson set the Golden State Warriors up and Steve Kerr? But how has Steve Kerr done as far as you're concerned?
I was most impressed with Mark Jackson doing the games on ESPN and giving Steve Kerr all kinds of credit. Because, again, Mark Jackson had the club winning 51 games last year. So I got to give him credit for being a class act. And I don't know. I mean, this team's the shooting from the outside is so astounding. Is that on the coach? I mean, I didn't find Steve Kerr as a fantastic general manager when he was in Phoenix. Did you? So
no, I thought he failed personally.
Okay,
so, yeah.
All right. So I don't know. I mean, the way Curry is playing, and it's not just him making the shots. He gets those shots off so quickly, it's almost impossible to block. I've never seen anything quite like this, and I've been following it for 50-plus years. So I don't know if it's on Steve Kerr or this team is just exceptionally talented from the outside. We'll see. I mean, let's see if the King can knock Steve down a little bit. I don't know if he can coach. Obviously, we've got two rookie coaches in Dave Blatt versus Steve Kerr. And Blatt's made his share of mistakes. And at one point, people are forgetting this, Cleveland was 19-20. And people were saying it's time for Blatt to go. And he did make that one mistake, although the referee didn't give him the timeout that they didn't have in the playoffs. But
they just didn't catch it, yeah.
They didn't catch it. So, I mean, I don't know who's the better coach. It could be that Steph Curry is so exceptional that any coach could win here. I don't know.
You know, I've always thought about it, you know, and I think coaches get too much credit when things are good and they get too much blame when things are bad. You know, I mean, ultimately, guys, it's the guys on the floor that are going to make the plays and they make shots. Like you said, the coach isn't putting those 20-foot jumpers in. You know, he's saying go out there and shoot. So all they really do is they instill confidence in guys. And, you know, if they're down a little bit, they try to probably go and lift them up and say, hey, keep doing what you do because you're so good at it that eventually, you know, you keep shooting and you're going to make it. I mean, think about LeBron James the other day in the game where he finished up with 37, 18, and 13. He starts that game out 0 for 10. Do you think LeBron James is going to stop shooting the ball because he's 0 for 10? No, absolutely not. He's going to keep shooting because that's the only thing he knows how to do. And eventually, all it takes is one shot to go down, and then you start getting all kinds of confidence. So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And ultimately, I think coaches get too much credit when things are good, and they get too much blame when things are bad. Jeff, your thoughts? Well, maybe we don't have Jeff. Fred, your thoughts?
No, I agree, and I certainly agree in the National Basketball Association. I think a college basketball coach has more to do about winning than a pro basketball coach does, because in college you are controlling the game a lot more than you just made the point about. If Dave Blatt said to LeBron, stop shooting, you think LeBron would stop shooting? But on the college side of it, the kid would listen. So, I mean, I think the college coach.
we already know that when Dave Blatt writes up a play that LeBron doesn't like, LeBron's right. going to say, no way, man, I need the ball. So,
yeah.
Jeff, too much credit for when coaches win and too much blame when they lose?
Oh, it's a players' league. I mean, you look at the last bit, it's such a superstar-laden league that the ISO plays to come down to talent versus talent. And that's what we see at the end of the games, because there's this narrative that the superstar has to get the ball, that you can't pop it out to Robert Horry or Steve Kerr or John Paxson anymore. The superstar has to win the game. And in that mentality, it doesn't matter who's coaching the team.
No, I agree. Let me ask you this, guys. Who do you think you would rather play with? Would you rather play with LeBron James, or would you rather play with Steph Curry? Which one, guys? Fred, you first.
I think I'd rather play with LeBron James because, and there's not a – I just told you how fantastic I think Steph Curry is, but LeBron James is the best player of this era, and he would rank with the Magic Johnsons and Michael Jordan of previous eras and my favorite player, Elgin Baylor, of all time. So, I mean, I would rather play with LeBron because he does look pass first all the time. He really does. And at the times he doesn't, it's because he knows that he's the best source of points at that moment in time. But if you're open, you're going to get the ball from either one of them. But again, the height differential, the strength differential, the bigness of one versus the other, I think you got to lean toward LeBron. If I was a team member, I think I'd rather play with LeBron.
I'm going to go to the loaded deck now, the guy who's the Cleveland Cavalier fan. Is it LeBron for you, or is it Steph Curry for you, Jeff?
Well, I want to tell you, I actually did give this some thought. I'm ultimately going to go with LeBron in this situation, but I wanted to ask a follow-up question. Then I realized it doesn't matter because I want to know what type of player I want to know what type of player I am. If I'm am I a guy that likes to be on the ball? I don't think that Chris Paul would play well with LeBron, even though they're really good friends. I just think that, and Kyrie Irving learned to not be on the ball all the time, and I think that throughout the season it made him a better player. But, yeah, I mean, LeBron gets your rebounds, he gets your dimes, he gets your points. You don't like him on the perimeter shooting if you're a Cleveland fan. You want him to move the ball to the hole and let J.R. Smith and Dellavedova and the actual shooters take care of that. That was a big knock on LeBron when he got drafted, was his jump shooting. He improved it in Miami, obviously, but it's still not his strong suit by any stretch of the imagination. LeBron is a better player in the post. I love when LeBron goes to the post. And if I'm any player in the league, I want LeBron to go to the post for my team and get me the ball and get me points from the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, if it's me, I'd rather play with LeBron because truth of the matter is this. He's going to get me easier shots, first and foremost, because of the way he plays. Both of these guys pass the ball well. I'm not knocking either one of them. They both pass the ball really well. They both look for the open guy. I think when you talk about unselfish players in the NBA, these are two of the most unselfish players in all of the NBA. And I know Steph Curry puts up some gaudy numbers, but it's really, you know what, it's more by chance and opportunity than anything, because they shoot the ball so often from three-point land. And, you know, if you get hot making a few three-pointers, well, you're going to have a pretty good day scoring. So I don't look at his numbers the way a lot of people do. I think about him as how he's on the floor, and he is looking to pass. He's a guy that doesn't need the ball. I like the fact that he can come off of picks and screens, and he gets open and he works for shots too. But he's a heck of a dribbler. He has a great handle. I think both those guys would be very fun to play with, I'll be honest with you. But as far as the guy that's going to get me easier opportunities, I think it's probably LeBron James, and therefore I would go with LeBron. But let me ask you this now. Okay, we've decided who we'd rather play with. Which guy do you think is a better team guy? Is it LeBron? Is it Steph Curry? Because I'll be honest with you, I've seen the way that his team responds to him, Steph Curry, and I think his teammates like him. I think they all really would do just about anything for him, and the same thing with LeBron. But who's a better team guy, Fred? Is it LeBron or is it Steph Curry?
I think they both are. I mean, I think they both look past. I just think LeBron has the ball more than almost anybody when it's a close game. So it's an impossible choice to make. Yeah, I know you want to throw this to Jeff, but I want to throw Jeff a question too, and you before we get out of here.
Go ahead.
Look, a couple weeks ago, I went after the Angel management for going after Josh Hamilton. If you want to go after Josh Hamilton, in my opinion, you go to him personally or go to his agent. You don't go to the press. Mm-hmm. This week, the same thing happened in the NBA. I don't think Bulls management had to do to Tom Thibodeau what they did to Tom Thibodeau. You want to fire him, you fire him. You just tell his agent we don't want him back or tell him personally we don't want him back. You don't go to the press, I don't think, and just a litany of reasons why he was a bad coach. I didn't find him a bad coach. Again, I'm 2,000 miles away. I thought he was a pretty good coach. Some of the players may not have liked him, but the point is, do you think that the Bulls management did the right thing, or did they sort of lower themselves by going to the press with all the stuff against him?
Look, I'm kind of torn on this because the bottom line is yeah, Tibbs had a lot of victories and they won a lot of games without Derrick Rose. They won a lot of games with guys being injured. But now I want to wonder and ask you, why were guys injured? Was it Tibbs running these guys too much, not using enough players? I mean, there was a breakdown of some kind, and it happened pretty much every year with Tibbs and the Chicago Bulls. He did a great job of coaching. Don't get me wrong. They won games, but they were a lot of meaningless games when you think about it. Because at the end of the day, you're talking about titles. You're talking about division championships and this and that and the other. And they don't have a lot to show for it. So I think it's one of those things where the relationship just kind of wore itself out. It was time to go in a different direction. Is Fred Hoiberg, the mayor, is he the answer? I don't know. Is Elvin Gentry the answer for the New Orleans Pelicans? I mean, look, a lot of these guys, they get jobs today, and they can Elvin Gentry getting another job. I mean, look, the bottom line is it's a carousel. It's like a fraternity. When one guy loses a job one place, they put somebody else in his position, whether they deserve it or not. I mean, look, we know that there's a handful of really good coaches out there. Tibbs is one of those really good coaches. But if you don't buy into just his defensive philosophy and not enough offense, then maybe he's not the right guy for you. But I scratch my head every day when I see who gets hired and who gets fired, and then I see who gets rehired and who gets fired again. I don't get it. I mean, look, I still think Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy would be great coaches in the NBA. But you know what? They got great gigs. And if I were them, I wouldn't give up being an analyst because you get the best of both worlds. You're a coach. You're a coach and you're an analyst out there, and you don't have to deal with all the scrutiny from everybody else. So I scratch my head a lot of times at the coaching carousel that happens in all of professional sports, to be honest with you. Jeff, you go ahead.
Hey, let me revert back to the original question. I think Steph Curry is a better teammate only because everybody can fit with Steph Curry. Not everybody can fit with LeBron James, and management has moved players out that haven't been able to do that. I think Steph Curry is a little bit easier to play with. On the Chicago thing, I couldn't agree more with Fred. They handled the Thibodeau situation poorly, and I think that it comes back on one guy, and that's Jerry Reinsdorf. This guy's got 7 championship rings between the Bulls and the White Sox, but he ended the Jordan era. You know, he ended the Phil Jackson era, and he ended the Tom Thibodeau era there. He fired Ozzie Guillen. I mean, he's done a lot of things that just make you, you know, throw your arms up in the air and wonder what this guy's doing. And, the Bulls have been successful in spite of their ownership and management, and I think that the way that they handled the Thibodeau situation poorly, by the way, really reflects what Jerry Reinsdorf is and how the Chicago Bulls organization is configured at this point.
Yeah, good points. I mean, look, the bottom line is when you have Michael Jordan and you've had all those titles, maybe you're spoiled. Maybe your expectations are too much, and ultimately, look – there's just better guys, there's better teams, and it just isn't your time. But, hey, it is what it is. Tibbs, don't feel bad for him. At the end of the day, don't feel bad for him. He's just like anybody else. He's making a pretty darn good living, and now he'll be able to sit back and reflect himself and see what's going on. But got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're up against it. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're in Phoenix. Good show today, fellas, by the way, too. So let's keep it rolling. Another segment, one more to go. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here today on the program, Dorfarm Sports and Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Good show today, fellas, by the way. I appreciate Fred, you taking time out, and Jeff, as always, you guys do a great job, and I really appreciate you guys talking to me every Sunday about what's going on in the world of sports. And by the way, we are live 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred, before we get out of here, Jeff, before we get out of here, anything on your mind about the world of sports? Fred, you first.
Yeah, something's on my mind, and I know, Andy, you're big with dogs. Sandy and my wife, Sandy, and myself have a beautiful Sheltie named Maggie. I don't know Jeff's feelings, but linebacker for the Falcons, Shembo Prince, kicked his girlfriend's dog to death, and I really hope, and I mean this in all sincerity. Now, blacklisting, if you want to call it what, I hope nobody picks him up. I really do. This guy is a lowlife. You don't hit a helpless little animal, kill a helpless little animal because your girlfriend broke up with you or something like that. So Shembo Prince, blank you.
Very good, Fred. Jeff, anything from you?
Micah Vilas's daughter was diagnosed with leukemia, and the Cleveland Indians showed a nice sign of solidarity by a couple of them shaving their heads in support. Kind of reminds you of the Devin Still's daughter and that whole cause. So other than that, just Cleveland's next win, if they win a game in these NBA finals, will make this Cavaliers team the best team of all time. So very exciting time for Cleveland. Cavaliers have never won a championship. The city hasn't gotten one since 1964. Looking forward to watching six or seven really good basketball games.
Yeah, my feeling about what's going on is there's so much going on, and we don't have enough time to talk about it. We didn't even get into the French Open. We didn't even get into any baseball. I love hearing Fred complain about the Dodgers as they're in first place and how nobody can watch the games and all that stuff. I actually kind of missed that today, Fred. So disappointed I didn't get to bring that out of you today. But as always, guys, really appreciate your time. Great show. Look forward to talking to you next week about the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs as well. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.